And Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight. Sometimes it doesn't matter who the opponent is. It's tough to snap a losing streak, but you guys did it, and I thought you played pretty well tonight.
You know, these girls came out, and they wanted to play hard for our hometown, and we really talked about playing for who was on our shirt and not for anybody else. And these girls really came out, played defense, rebounded, shot the ball well. So
yeah, they did.
I'm super proud of them.
Well, I said this in the during the game, and I noticed it for a while. I noticed that whatever you said to them in practice on rebounding, they took it to heart tonight.
They did. We might have to do that more often. You know, I told them, you know, it's hard to be an offensive rebounder, but we got to do it. And they were going to the offensive rebound. And defensively, Huguenin didn't get very many second shot opportunities. So I was so proud of their rebounding effort tonight.
And you knew that way that Huguenin was running their zone, it was a 2-3, but they were packing it in. And you guys kind of freed things up a little bit, not only driving into that first quarter, kind of setting the tone there, but also getting some threes down, and that was huge.
It was. We got them in a little bit of foul trouble because we were driving to the basket. You know, we've really been talking about that, going hard to the basket, and we were doing that. And tonight we kicked out. These girls had some confidence in their three-point shots. We were making that extra pass to get somebody a really good wide-open shot, and you know, things just started clicking, and then the confidence just got a little bit higher every possession. So, you know, it was just fun.
You know, you had eight that checked in the first half, and all eight of your players scored at least 2 points in the first half. That's pretty cool.
It was fun. You know, it's just exciting. And, you know, they were playing for Scott City. You know, they weren't playing about who was scoring. They all were involved, whether it was passing, shooting. You know, it was just extremely a fun game. It was a confidence builder. It was a great team effort.
There were times that I know you look back, and did you feel at times, even with the big lead, and that you guys were maybe a little stagnant at times?
There was a couple times, you know, and we gave up a few little and one plays, and I'm thinking, oh, I kept looking at the score thinking we were going to be behind. And, we just kept playing through those little times, but then we kept finding a way to score and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we just fought hard and, you know, super proud.
You could tell that Erica finally getting her confidence. She hit three threes in a row in the third quarter, and she had that heat check for the fourth. It just missed, though. And then you had Avery Lewis trading four threes tonight. That's huge for your perimeter game.
That's huge for their confidence to make those shots. You know, they've worked hard. They've been in the gym extra hours at nights trying to get their shots to go. You know, they didn't like the way we've been shooting, and they really wanted to pick it up for our team. And I'm proud of both of them for stepping up and knocking down some big shots and having the confidence to do that. So hopefully, you know, even when we do get a little bit more pressure, they still have the confidence to knock those shots down.
Hard to believe, regular season finale Tuesday night, Goodland in town.
It'll be fun. You know, this confidence is going to be great to get them going.
Absolutely. Hey, congratulations, Coach, on the win. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, comments from Coach Amy Felker.